You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour at 1150 AM KKNW at the Saturday, May 25th show and Memorial Day weekend show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. We bring in each week the best of the best in every industry regarding your finances. We're here to help you find the right people so you can have the best quality of life. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, again, a first-time guest that we've had here, we have Steve Waltar of Legacy Estate Planning. And today we're going to talk about how to preserve your wealth, protect your family, and create your legacy. I love how that sounds, create your legacy. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here. You know, people's home is a big part of their estate, so that's really important. People plan for that.
So true. And a little bit about Steve. Prior to establishing his own law firm in 2000, Steve spent 4 years at an exclusive estate planning law firm in Seattle. He limits his law's practice to areas associated with estate planning, including trust, estate laws, wills, probate, asset protection, business incorporation, and succession planning. Oh, and charitable giving and disability planning. Before, he limited his practice to estate and business planning. Steve with Rosenau, Johnson, Graff, Key, and Monis, focusing in practice on general litigation, insurance, defense, and family law. Before joining Rosenau, Johnson, he supervised as the family law department at Mulligan & Associates, PLLC. Steve is popular, an entertaining speaker at estate planning seminars, and has taught both professional and lay people estate planning and charitable giving. Steve has given over 100 seminars and talks and has taught courses at the University of Washington, Seattle University, Seattle Pacific University, Northwest University, and Bellevue Community College. He has spoken to private and public employees as well as to numerous communities, civic and religious groups. Steve has been a co-host and guest on two syndicated radio programs. He is a co-author of the book Legacy Wealth Planning, Looking Beyond the Financial to Provide Your Family with True Generational Wealth.
Steve, what a list of accolades, you big stud, you. Look at you
go. And he's
go.
A tall guy, too.
Yeah, way to go.
I forgot about some of those old firms.
Yeah. He's like, I did that. That's right.
I did that.
So, you know, probably the most important thing for you to hear is one thing that I did before that and why I got into estate planning.
What's that?
So I went to seminary before law school. I thought I wanted to be a pastor or teacher. Oh, and, you know, you got this whole background in estate planning. And then when my mother-in-law died, you know, you live in Washington. People think we're a community property state. When you die, there must be nothing to do.
Yeah.
Well, he was a dentist in Wedgwood. They had real property in Sun Valley. They had, you know, they had property here. They had a toy store. They were pretty sophisticated. But when someone died, they were clueless.
Yeah.
What do you do? So I did their probate. I did their 706 estate tax return. We were talking about probate before. It's like, it's a difficult time to go through retitling something, you know? Husband, wife on a house, someone dies, you can't, you know, you keep living there, but you can't retitle it until you go through a court process.
Yep.
So I helped this family I knew pretty well, and that's when I kind of got my sense of call. I realized I've got the mind of an attorney and the heart of a pastor. That's estate planning. So I left the firm that did a little of everything, and all I've done is exclusively estate planning since then.
Yeah, I love that. When tragedy happens in the house, you jump in, and now you're doing what you're passionate about doing. We've got all bunch of passionate people here, just love what they do.
I agree, and what a killer combo. A priest or a pastor before as a lawyer. Like, I mean, you know he's got the right cause in mind, for sure, for his customers. For those listeners out there that don't know what estate planning is, why don't you let them know, Steve, exactly what the heck is this whole estate planning thing?
Yeah, I hear, you know, I'm not Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos. I don't have an estate. Well, anyone that owns a home has an estate. Mm-hmm. Anyone that has a bank account has an estate. If you have a life insurance policy, so estate planning is really just planning for what you have. And the main thing is you don't want there to have to be a court process to manage it during your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are single, they need incapacity planning and death planning. People that are married, they often have things that are joint. And that might even say, hey, it goes automatically to my surviving spouse if I die. But other assets don't go that way. So an estate is anything from bank accounts to real property to stocks to IRAs. You know, there's a lot of assets that make up someone's estate.
And, I mean, I'm personally going through this, and there wasn't a whole lot that I thought, but when you get down to the details and the nitty-gritty of stuff, there's a lot of stuff, quote-unquote, you can't see me, but I'm doing the motion, stuff that you have to deal with that you probably didn't think about. So it's a good thing to talk to Steve and figure that stuff out, because when you're grieving, that's adds another layer on top of that. That's really tough.
Yeah, yeah. I think when people die, there's shock, there's denial, there's anger, yeah. And then when you realize that, you know, sometimes you don't do anything, and sometimes you're not thinking well, and then pretty soon you realize you have to have an attorney, and then there seems like a delay, and then people get mad.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, it's been said you never know someone till you die. I mean, there are things that have to be done legally to change title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so pretty much everybody, if you have anything that's of worth or value to you, you need to have an estate plan. So, Steve, why should someone wanting to create an estate plan be looking for a qualified estate planning attorney and not just going online?
Yeah, it's a great question. I get it a lot. And I guess the best way to say that is you don't know what you don't know.
Yes.
I mean, there are people that are adults with adult children, and they may want everything to go equally to their kids. And if they die without a will, it will get there. But an intestate probate is more expensive than a testate probate when you have a will. And if your goal is to give everything outright, the will is not the best tool. Sometimes you want to avoid court and avoid a six-month, $6,000 process. So you could do a living trust, or you could do a transfer on death deed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when people come in, and you're asking about costs earlier, we talked about, people call us up and say, how much does a will cost? That's the wrong question.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, what I need to know is, what are your goals? What do you have? Do you have family? Are mm-hmm. you married? And once you really get to know what someone is trying to accomplish, then we can recommend the tools.
Yes.
You know, the tools... It's really, I'm the doctor trying to diagnose what do we need to do. Is this brain surgery? Is this heart surgery? Do we, you know? So it's hard for people to self-select. You know, they can play around looking at a will, but that the will may not be the most important part of their plan.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. So what about consequences of having a bad estate plan? What are some of the horror stories that could possibly come up with a situation like that?
Yeah, let me pick on the married folks for first, because we have different rules in different states. And you guys all know what homes are worth around here. It's not that hard for a married couple to have north of $2 million.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you've got the wrong language in your documents, you might have to pay a Washington state estate tax when one spouse dies. The wrong language, you did it in another state, and you say, oh, pass the maximum tax-free amount. And then when you die in Washington, all of a sudden you're trying to give away, you know, money to someone other than your spouse, and there's a limit on what you can give to someone other than your spouse. So I've seen a lot of documents that would cause a $240,000 tax problem when one spouse dies.
Jeez.
So would that be a worst case scenario of what happens when someone doesn't have a plan? Or, you know, what does that look like if somebody listening today does not have a plan and someone dies?
Actually, that's usually a plan. That's usually the consequence of having a plan that wasn't relevant for Washington state language.
Okay.
Someone with a large estate. And that's kind of the most dangerous. Someone thinks they have a good plan. They did it to list guardians. Their estate's grown. They worked at Boeing, and now they got, you know, $5 million, and they've got this poor plan that's going to cause a state tax. I think no plan usually will default to children and or a spouse. But, you know, if someone's remarried, you're going to end up with a separate property going half to the new spouse and half to the children. Well, the children might be from a prior marriage. So, you know, I think it's so unique based on the person and the goals. But
of course.
No plan usually is a big problem if you're incapacitated because you have to go to court to manage things. If you're on a joint account, you don't have to go to court, but you can't sign for your spouse. You can't even admit them into the hospital. You can visit them, but you can't give authorized consent.
That's why you hear people when somebody is literally on their deathbed and somebody's trying to get a signature from them. I mean, that's just crazy. I've heard stuff like that in, you know, in the mortgage arena. Just crazy.
Yeah, the devil's in the details. That's all. That's the whole thing there. So in Washington State, we kind of hear from people in general, oh, we're in a community property state, so that just means everything goes to the spouse. Is that true?
That's wrong. It's not true. So community spouse, I mean, community property law means you get a step up in tax basis when you die, but it doesn't mean it goes to the survivor without court. You're going to have to go to court, get someone appointed, and then retitle it.
Wow.
It doesn't mean that it avoids a court process.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that there's a halvesies. Upon death or divorce, the community property is going to go to the spouse, but it's not going to go very efficiently.
Yeah. So, Steve, as an estate plan to help keep a lot of your wealth in government hands from avoiding taxation, but how can somebody make sure that all of their hard-earned money isn't just blown away and it goes to the next generation.
Well, I was even going to think, how quickly do you think someone spends an inheritance?
I don't know, but I would imagine that it's pretty quickly.
It's pretty quickly, yeah. People that have not earned something, they often make whimsical decisions. They all of a sudden have all these best friends, unwise investments, and they blow the money. Even millions of dollars are usually blown within 18 months.
Wow.
So usually part of our process is to ask a little bit about the beneficiaries. How do you want to protect them? Because you can give them some asset protection or remarriage protection, you know, or all sorts of things like that so they don't blow it too quickly. Yeah. Maybe you kind of phase it in. You can do trust that benefit the who's receiving the money.
Yes.
And we're coming from a saving generation to a spending generation. So
exactly.
So that's a whole different layer of the. And then they say most people that win the lottery go bankrupt because Maslow's hierarchy of thinking. They're not used to having that amount of money, so they haven't trained themselves to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful, people. So, and previously being a financial advisor, I know that people are living longer and medical expenses are rising, and that may lead to many that worry about kind of the long-term care aspects of things, which can be ridiculously expensive.
Right.
I dealt with that with my own family. Is that something an estate plan can help with?
Absolutely. I think there's 5 million families that have filed bankruptcy since 2005 or something, just because they couldn't cover the cost of long-term care. I mean, it's like $9,500 a month. The private room is $10,528 a month here.
Mm-hmm.
So improper planning would mean that the home would be subject to a Medicaid lien. So this is a really important thing. Sometimes people say, look, I don't care if we blow through this or that. I want to make sure the state's not going to put a lien on our house no matter where I'm cared for. I'd rather get Medicaid rather than have the state put a lien on the house. I want this to go to my children or grandkids. You have to plan, especially with safe harbor trusts, or you have to do irrevocable trusts. So it's careful planning.
Yeah, yeah. So, Steve, as we've got a minute to wrap up our time here with you, what would be a next step for somebody to do if they want to know more about estate planning?
Oh, great question. There's some resources at our website, which is waltar.com, W-A-L-T-A-R.com. I think we're relaunching it. Should be more mobile-friendly. We give workshops and seminars. Or they can just call us at 425-455-6788. And what we do is we meet with people. We have two attorneys at our firm, and we're happy to give a free initial consult. What we want to do is just be able to mail out a questionnaire. And as long as someone comes in and I know if they're married or they're single, they have kids, then I spend a lot of time asking them what's important, what motivates you. And then I'm happy to review if they have a plan in place or not. And then together we build a plan that fits their needs.
Yeah, that's so great. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for coming in. Look forward to having you come back and look forward to sharing with our clients to get into your workshops.
All right. That's great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And this is your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage expert signing off for the day. This is Memorial Day weekend. Celebrate the freedom that we have as Americans and just have a great time with your family. We'll be here. Yeah, Keelan.
Be safe. Everybody be safe out
there. Yeah, be safe and be thankful. We'll be here same time next weekend right here at 1150 AM KKNW. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Thank you.